Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear friends in Christ, what Jesus does and says, he does and says to save you. Every word, every action, every step that takes him closer to Calvary is taken that you and I would believe that he is the Christ, and by believing, have life in his name. Today, we hear about the king's official's son. He's sick and dying. This is the guy's son. The official is powerless to stop it. There's no cure, no fix, no way to avoid the inevitable. His son is going to die. Jesus, the great miracle worker, is in town again, fresh from changing water into wine the last time he was in Cana of Galilee. He saved that wedding. What a miracle. So in need of a miracle, the king's officials goes to Jesus. Come down and heal my son. My son is about to die. Unless y'all see signs and wonders, y'all will not believe. Now I intentionally use my southern drawl to emphasize something important. That's not a singular you. That's a plural. You all. Y'all. Jesus isn't only talking to the king's official, nor does he say what he says about, says to him because he had compassion on the king's official's son. No. He does what he does to save you. Everything that he does and says, he does for y'all, for you and me. Come down before my son dies, the official pleads. You see, the official has all the faith in the world. He knows that if Jesus just comes down to his house, if he does so much as sees his son, the boy will be okay. It turns out that seeing the sick boy isn't even necessary at all. Go, says the Lord, your son will live. Not might live, not possibly live, not I'm going to say this because it'll make you feel better, so you'll leave me alone, live. No, your son will live. Your son will live. The words of Jesus change the reality of the universe for the official and his son. The boy goes from sick to well, from dying to living, just with a word. Why? For the official and his son. Well, not only. No, for y'all. For you, for me, for all. So that we would believe that Jesus' words do exactly what they say, that they deliver the forgiveness of sins. Words, they mean things. Each one, each word, go, your son will live, means the official's son is going to live. The man believed, he left Jesus, the official went on his way back home, and as he's going, the servant met him with the news, your son lives. Will live becomes lives. From death to life, from future tense will to present tense is. Boom! Present reality. Your son lives. It wasn't a random coincidence. Jesus didn't just get lucky. The ball didn't just bounce his way. No. The same word that brought this very universe into existence, made the heavens and the earth, the same word said, let there be light, said, go, your son will live. You see, the official learned by his CSI investigative work that the moment that Jesus spoke the words, go, your son will live, was right about the time in which the official's son did just that. In the seventh hour, Jesus spoke the words to the king's official, and in the seventh hour, the boy lived. Words. Jesus' words changed reality, changed the universe. Words that were spoken for this boy and this father words that delivered life. Now, friends, here we are today with all our stresses and problems, where things get bad, we come to church expecting, demanding a fix from God. Lord, come down and make my life better. Pay my bills, cure my sicknesses, save my kid. Please, come down. Today, you hear the words of the Lord for you. Simple words from Jesus to you through my southern voice. Repent of thinking they are just words, that they are subject to interpretation or only come true from a certain perspective. Jesus' words to the official weren't a perspective or an opinion. They weren't meaningless or just words. Today, the Lord calls us from our doubts and our unbelief concerning his words. His words deliver exactly what they say. They deliver eternal life. For today, Jesus says to you, you will live. You will live in his holy life. You will live in his innocent suffering and death. You will live even now, right now, present tense live. You live. You live even in the midst of all your suffering and all your pain, all your stress, all your cares, all your victories, and all your defeats. You live forgiven today, at peace with the Father because of the Son, at peace with one another because of Christ's words and forgiveness. You live today in holy baptism. You are worded and washed and made clean. You live in the words of absolution, forgiven of your doubts and your fears and your dark trespasses. You live today in his supper. Take, eat his body. Take, drink his blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Eat and drink life. And that will never end. And when the stresses, sickness, pain, and suffering of this world end for you, when your heart beats its last little bitty beat, the words of Jesus will be most true for you. You will live. Your universe has changed. It's been forever altered. You were dead. Now you are alive. Are present right now. You are alive. You are at peace with God. You are forgiven. You have eternal life. You are alive. For everything that Jesus does, all that he says, his life, his death, his resurrection, has all been done so that you would have life. So that you would cling to his words and live. From his healing of the King Herod's official's son, to his suffering, to his death, to his resurrection, all happened and were recorded so that he could say to you today, your sins are forgiven. You live in me. And when you do fall asleep, just wait. Because I live, because you hear my words, you will most certainly live. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in this Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting.